discussion on environmental policy. This week, I read an article in the New York Times about incinerators. I sat down with Mary Catherine Gable, a senior economics and accounting major here at Furman. We discussed her thoughts on the use of incinerators in Europe and America. We also discussed why, economically, the United States has not made the environment as high of a priority as Europe has. First, we talked about the advantages of incinerators that Rosenthal discussed in her article.
I think she does. She talks about the fact that it cleans out the environment and is actually far more environment friendly than a lot of the other ways we have of getting rid of trash and things of that nature. So that's definitely a good point she makes.
Then we talked about the main reasons in the article why the U.S. has not built more incinerators. The cost.
Based on her article, I think we should definitely take it into consideration. The biggest problem now is building the incinerators are very costly, and once they're built, it'll be a really good, useful thing, but it's kind of an external cost thing where right now the way we're doing things is cheap enough that building the incinerators, just there's not enough incentive economically for us to build the incinerators.
Finally, I asked her, based on what she has learned in her senior seminar on environmental globalization, what economic reasons America has for not taking more political action for the environment.
One of the things that the article that I had read for you was talked about how America was so much farther behind than Europe and as far as environmentally friendly policies goes, and the fact that basically as Americans, we typically value economics and economic incentives over moral incentives. It's a culture thing. And so as far as environment goes, we're not going to change until we have an economic incentive to do so.
Thanks for listening. Continue to check out more on environmental policy on my blog.